that this one?
Oh, yeah.
The A-L-L-E-Y-C-H-O-R-D-S.
Outside, it's a slushy and gross February night, but inside the Bugby Senior Center, there's harmony.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
It's rehearsal time for the Valley Chords, the Women's Barbershop Ensemble of Vermont.
After high school, I missed singing in chorus and I wanted to sing somewhere. And in the Valley News, I found an advertisement that said, come to any rehearsal. So I did. And that's how I found them. Before that, I was just singing with the radio and...
That's Janet White, who sings tenor with the Chords. She's been in the ensemble since the 70s, and she was here in 2002. That was the year the ensemble named themselves the Valley Chords and officially chartered with an international women's barbershop network called Sweet Adelines.
Sweet Adelines is an educational organization, so they give us help with our singing technique and our stage presence.
They also hold national competitions and big regional conferences. Hundreds of women attend Sweet Adelines meetups each year.
I really appreciate Sweet Adelines because, like, when I was in high school and stuff, I sang in the choir. I always wanted, as a girl, you know, like, always wanted voice lessons, and we couldn't afford it and all that kind of stuff.
That's Carmen Wilmot, who sings lead with the Chords.
And then coming to Sweet Adelines, it was like, it's built in. You learn vocal production, and so it's a really neat way to do it as an adult.
Everyone has their reasons for joining a Sweet Adelines ensemble. Whatever that reason was, they all found the Valley Chords.
So for me, I had taken a break from my job to stay home with my kids for a bit, and we moved out here and I didn't know anybody.
Well, I've always loved to sing, and so I'll just go, and I knew somebody that was in the group, and I said, they'll tell me if I can't do it.
I was an empty nest mom, and I was looking for something to do and learn, and I figured, well, they'll either tell me to stay or go. I'm still here, so that's good.
The Chords are more than a music group for these ladies. During the pandemic, they met over Zoom every single week. Sometimes they sang, but oftentimes they just talked. The Chords were online for almost 2 years, but they never missed a Wednesday evening. Not one, that whole time.
The Valley Chords got accolades from our region because they stuck together.
That's Laura Frazier, the Chords' former director.
Because a lot of choruses didn't manage quite as well as these ladies, so I'm very proud of them.
The odds were against the Valley Chords. Even before the pandemic, they were a smaller group than most Sweet Adelines chapters. You're supposed to have 12 members to be an official chorus, but the Valley Chords only have 7. Sweet Adelines wants the Chords to grow their numbers.
Really, it's Sweet Adelines says in order to be a chorus and be a Sweet Adelines chapter, you must have 12 singers, and that's something that we haven't had.
That's Julie O'Hara talking. Sweet Adelines has put the Chords into a phase called revitalization. It sounds a little dystopian, revitalization, but basically it's an ultimatum. If the Chords don't get 5 more members to join before May 31st this year, they can't recharter as an ensemble. If they can't recharter, they can't compete together. They'd also lose Sweet Adelines marketing and administrative support. They wouldn't be represented at regional meetings. It would make it a lot harder to make music.
We love Sweet Adelines, and we know we get a lot from them, and that's why we pay their dues. But it's pressure on us to have 12 singers.
The Chords have one last competition together before revitalization ends. It's not until May, right before their deadline, but they're fired up and already starting to prepare. When the Chords take the competition stage in May, they're going to sing what they think about revitalization. Right to the Sweet Adelines judges.
Like, here, you made us love you, and here we're about to get revitalized. Unchartered.
It's a little cheeky, but also a little bittersweet. A love letter to everything Sweet Adelines has given them, which is also everything they might lose if Sweet Adelines uncharters them.
So basically we're going to open with the Valley Chords tag. And then somebody is going to introduce our group. We're the Valley Chords. We're definitely going to mention that we're the only chapter in the state of Vermont. So if they lose us, they lose Vermont.
That's good.
Yeah. And then we're going to sing Cabaret.
No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the water.
So finish Cabaret. Somebody will say something like, great job, everyone. We made it a competition. Now we just have to work to get out of revitalization. And then someone will say, what? We're still in revitalization? It feels like we've been here for the longest time.
Oh, for the longest time. Oh, for the longest time.
There's still time for the Chords to save their charter. The May 31st deadline is coming up fast, but they have hope that they can find their five new members. They've been working hard to boost their social media presence, they're advertising on all sorts of meetup forums, they're talking to college radio journalists. So far, the mobilization's working. There's even a prospective member, Kim, testing the waters at tonight's rehearsal.
But you made me sigh.
If the Chords don't get rechartered, they could still compete as individuals and as quartets. That might not seem like a big deal, but the Valley Chords aren't a quartet. They're Janet, Carmen, Brenda, Hillary, Julie, Robin, Danae, and hopefully Kim. They're all part of a decades-long legacy of Upper Valley women who sing barbershop together.
And the Sweet Adelines were my first friends in the Upper Valley, so.
Every background, retired workers, moms, grandmas, aunts, uncles, no uncles.
They are an exceptionally welcoming bunch. Listen. This audio is kind of weird because I set my microphone down on the floor for it. That's me doing the cup hand clap thing. I didn't know these women at all before I showed up at their rehearsal with my recording equipment. But by the end of it, they had me making music with them, we were laughing and swapping stories, I got to be in their group selfie. And after I turned off the recording for the night, someone even announced their engagement to the group. They're just kind people who really care. The Valley Chords have got one more song for you tonight. It's called New Orleans, and Sweet Adeline sing it at the end of every meeting. They hold hands and stand in a circle. If you want to join in, they'll always make room for you.
Tomorrow.
Emma Ginsberg in White River Junction.